Last time I mentioned I was reading a book by Jack McDevitt called Echo. And I said, you should have a read of this because it's actually quite interesting for all sorts of reasons. And Adam actually did so. But he went a bit further than his homework assignment than initially expected.
It was your own fault. You said, read Echo, and you forgot to tell me that you hadn't read the four books that led up to it. So I went and bought all of the books and read them and got to Echo and thought, this is good, read Echo, and then went on and discovered there was another book and thought, I'm not going to read the other book because I don't have to for the podcast. And then 2 days later, I bought that and read that too.
Right, so this is part of a series featuring the two main characters.
With Alex Benedict and Chase Colpath, or I think we'll just refer to as Chase because I doubt I can pronounce her last name correctly.
Aside from the first novel, she narrates all the others.
Yep.
And they're basically Tomb Raiders.
Effectively.
Oh, cool.
Space future Tomb Raiders with 11,000 years worth of human history to raid from, but effectively so.
Mm. Now, the setup in Echo is very interesting because for all that 11,000 years, we haven't run across aliens. I mean, we've run across other human outposts.
That was now, one of the odd things the book.
Because they keep talking about, well, we've never found other intelligent aliens, and yet they keep talking about the mutes, who seem to be this telepathic species we've discovered.
For a bit of background about the book, what's happened is that our Tomb Raider, Alex Benedict, who's an antiquities dealer, has found some hint that maybe this person, who everyone thought was an absolute wacko, had somehow managed to discover an alien race. And if he could find artifacts from that, he could sell them for a fortune. So he decides to try and track down whether or not it really is from an alien race and he can make all this money from it.
And there are strange things about the artifact. The writing appears to be of no known human language.
Yep. So there's hints that suggest maybe you'd found something. But what was peculiar is what you were getting at, that throughout the book they're going around saying, this guy was insane, he believed that there would be intelligent alien life somewhere else and we could meet them, and spent his life trying to find it. And meanwhile, they're conveniently ignoring the fact that they just spent 200 years at war with an alien intelligent life, who for some reason don't count. And that I just couldn't get. I did enjoy the book, I just never got my head around this.
I think McDevitt just wanted to write a first contact novel of some sort and wrap it up in a mystery.
Yes, a prequel.
And it was an interesting mystery. This fellow who was searching for alien life suddenly stopped searching. His girlfriend at the time sort of quits her job as space pilot. And his estate has this strange artifact. So what happened? Why did he stop searching? Did he find something? And if he found something, why didn't he broadcast it to the world?
Because everyone thought he was insane for looking for this reason that never made any sense to me at all. Especially, I should also add, they keep finding evidence of past alien civilizations. So it's not as if this would come as a real surprise to anybody. Hmm. But so his girlfriend, something happened. She may or may not have found an alien life. And then they spend the rest of the book trying to. And it's what works in the books. Move back from that by interviewing people and getting whatever clues they can to try and figure out what it was that had been found X number of years in the past. Yeah.
And it's quite cleverly done.
Yep.
So you admire the ingenuity of Alex's search to try and figure out what happened so many years ago.
And it was a pleasantly complex plot with enough red herrings and the rest of it going on to work quite nicely as a detective mystery style novel.
And it works well as a standalone book. It's not sort of a
It does. I didn't have to know about the earlier books.
To be honest, it would probably be better because then you wouldn't be going, what about the mutes?
Well, I still went, what about the mutes? Because they referred to the mutes. They're obviously a telepathic species. And I wondered, well, why don't they count as an alien race? Which is very odd. But the resolution is quite interesting. And it's a little
bit
satisfying in places.
I didn't like the resolution. I thought it was a little bit too neat. Too many things came together in too many perfect ways just at the end.
But they did drop hints all the way through as to what was going to happen.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't my favourite ending in the series. But I'm not entirely convinced that McDevitt is good at ending a book anyway. So I don't think that's his strength.